don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
What do you think might be in here? It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one. It surely is a big one. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Boy, I'd love to see her do that. And the smell of it was so great, too. So many fine things that you can do with your fingers and your hands.
Ooh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play? Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there. Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Just one thing before you go. I'd like you to know how grateful I am for you. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
And now...
Some people call it a mouth organ because you blow in there.
Our feature presentation.
Really, everything he said was somehow had sexual innuendo in it.
Even from beyond the grave, Bean taunts us with his pre-recorded openings when he puts those together. We have to be subjected to his Mr. Rogers fetish.
Come on now.
Even from beyond the grave. Can you believe it?
But a lot of that stuff, I think there's...
The guy's name is Mr. Feely. Right?
Look, Mick Feely.
Whatever.
Not Mr. Feely. Mr.
Mick
Feely.
Mick Feely's no better.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
It's no better. It's awesome. I think there's a lot going on. I think there's the music is louder than the words, as they say.
Wow.
Mr. Rogers.
Why do you have to
I'm just saying.
Poop on all things holy?
I don't think that's what I do, but
there
I'm
are
just
many,
saying.
Many of us who grew up with Mr. Rogers
right.
being our buddy and assuaging our fears.
Right.
And he taught us we wouldn't go down the hole in the bathtub, which apparently was a concern for some retarded children.
Right.
I'm just saying, the man did us a great service.
Right, and then you grow up and you realize...
Before he shook off this mortal coil.
Things aren't really always as they seem. You learn that lesson as you grow up. You go, wow, Mr. Rogers,
yeah.
he had some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Paging Chris Hansen, you know?
Earthquake! Earthquake!
There was an earthquake, yes.
I just want to get that out of the way.
Okay, good.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. That is the telephone number. If you'd like to call, you can get on the air, talk about anything you'd like. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the LA Galaxy versus the New England Revolution in their 2010 MLS home opener on Saturday, March 22nd at Home Depot Center.
Your boy's out for 6 months, I heard.
Well, yes. Yeah,
that of course is David Beckham.
Yeah,
he's he ruptured his Achilles tendon, and now he's going to be out for 6 months.
You ever hurt your Achilles tendon?
I got clipped back there once, just at the back of the ankle.
That's all it takes.
And it wasn't as serious as a rupture, but it was sore for about a week. And you are not walking much.
That spot hurts like crazy. That's one of those things that hurts way more than most body parts. You can break a finger or whatever; it's nothing compared to this. So, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
So, I guess he's married to Victoria Beckham, so he still wins.
He is, and he has, you know, millions of dollars.
Right.
So, but I feel sorry for him. Screw him. Hope he take his leg. Hope take the whole thing. Hope he gets a peg. He's hobbling around like a pirate. Screw that limey bastard.
And then he comes back and plays with the peg.
That'd be awesome.
Takes the free kicks.
He's like hitting with a baseball bat. Knocks out of the stadium.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, let's go to the phones and find out what's going on today.
Yeah.
Start with the earthquake. Jackie, hi.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby? What it do, nephew? What it do, baby?
What
it
do, Jackie?
It must work, Jackie.
It's fine. What's going on?
I just wanted to know if anybody else's animal, like, woke them up for this earthquake, because my cat apparently is retarded and didn't know.
You know, Jackie, I thought it was interesting, because this is Ralph speaking. I have a dog now, Reggie the Wonder Dog, and I've had him for, I don't know, a couple of years, but this is the first earthquake we've had since I've owned him. And I never owned a pet before, and I was wondering, you know, you always hear that they sense something first, and they warn their masters when the earthquake comes.
Right.
My dog slept right through it this morning. Didn't even budge.
Yeah, I got nothing from mine either.
What time was it?
About 4 o'clock.
Southern California.
Yeah, 4:04.
Earthquake. Yep. 4:04. Yeah.
4.4 at 4:04.
Wow, that has to mean something.
The number of people are going crazy.
I am going right to Vegas.
So your cat retarded didn't let you know.
No, he didn't. Apparently, my friend's cats are geniuses because they always let her know.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
what did you want your cat to do? Like, write you a memo or give you like a post-it note or something saying earthquake's coming?
I know. She says they always, like, run around and go crazy.
Well, cats are bad.
Because don't they have snakes in China that are supposed to predict earthquakes?
I can't imagine that's true.
That?
You know what?
Well, theoretically,
I have no way of sourcing that.
I think
somewhere, you're absolutely
right.
They observe them, and when they see strange behavior,
what do they do? Sign language?
They get all kissy. Hey,
that snake seems weird.
They get all hissy.
Like they do, and they move around a lot. And
wow. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Lisa. I think we need to double check that.
I'm going to double check that because it's true.
Snakes in China.
It's the hissy snake test.
We need to talk to him.
The hissy snake on the wheel of bad animal voices. They get all hissy.
They do, Ralph. Why? You haven't heard that. You don't know.
Snakes get hissy all the time.
You don't know.
They see a mouse, they go. Maybe they're just seeing a mouse. Maybe it's not an earthquake at all.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys because you're always making fun of Twilight. And I love twinkly vampires. They sparkle, they twinkle, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
His skin does turn to diamonds when he's in the sun.
And that's
the weird thing, because through history, vampires in the sun melt. They don't turn
into... burst into flames.
Right. Turn into diamonds.
Yeah, you know, I mean, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That's true.
Hard to argue with, but I'm not sure where you're going
here. So are vampires.
I just love them. I needed to say that. I mean, twinkle, twinkle, little vampire.
All right, buddy. Brian. Right. Give our best to your partner.
You enjoy that.
I don't know if I want Brian on my side.
Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron, what'd it do?
Aaron, what'd it do, nephew?
You hear the noise, right? He's there.
I don't know.
I back in. He is.
Oh,
such
there
a girl.
He is. Huh?
There we go. What was that, Aaron? We missed the first part.
Oh, such a girl.
Oh, you're busting up there. Your phone's
such
going.
David Beckham is a girl.
David Beckham is a girl, yeah.
Okay, you there?
Well, he sounds like one.
Are you there?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
We're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. David Beckham is such a girl.
Okay. And you're saying that because he gets hurt a lot?
Yes,
yeah.
He needs to retire. I mean, the only thing he's going from is his hot wife, but other than that, he's an old man.
Yeah, he's still a pretty good soccer player. Well, I mean, he was as of 2 days ago, but you know,
not so much anymore.
Today, not as good.
The whole one-legged thing.
Did he did his Achilles? He stepped on like a rock. He's like, oh, my ankle.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things where there was no one around. He was kind of by himself. He just kicked the ball and just went, oh.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like that?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
He looked like he did. He was like, oh.
Ralph, you knew an impression of him. What must that have sounded like?
I've hurt my Achilles tendon, and now it's really sore. And now I'm going to have to sit on the bench and not play. I was so looking forward to playing the World Cup for England. Now I'm just going to sit down on a big pile of money.
Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Thank you for the call.
Soccer.
He really, but if
you talk about real sports for 5 minutes,
if you watched him, he was angling his entire life toward the World Cup. So now we need to put him on suicide watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And he would have barely made the England team as it was, let alone being injured. So it's not going to happen. All right. We need to talk to Richard, but they need to put him on hold because he's talking about inmates getting tattoos on their eyeballs.
Oh, God.
And that seems a little rough. Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's going on?
What'd it do?
Well, I heard this story yesterday, actually. I think it's pretty old, but the inmates are putting tattoos on their eyes, you know, tattooing the whites of their eyeballs of black and red and blue.
Oh, they got too much time on their hands.
Well, that is one thing they do have, yeah, a lot of time. But why?
They didn't even give a reason why. I was reading the little article. They didn't give a reason why. They just said it hurt like hell. And
really?
I don't know. It's just a fad. They said it's just a fad they're doing now.
Those crazy prisoners always coming out with their
so
fashions. You know, they started the puka shell necklace. That was a prisoner thing.
Was it? I didn't realize that.
Acrylic nails, prisoners.
But tattooed eyeballs.
Snuggie, prison. All those fads come out of prison.
I don't have myself. I don't have tattoos myself, but they talk about, you know, wherever it is, it depends on how painful it is. It's on a joint or a bone or something. It hurts like crazy.
Right.
But this, even your eyeball.
I don't think there are any nerve endings on your eyeball, though. I don't see why it would be so painful.
Well, let's try it.
All right.
Let's try it.
Let's get it. Let's get an ink pen, an ink pen, and a needle, and I will tat you up.
Hello.
Hello.
Tattooing your eyeball.
Hey, I just looked it up. China uses snake-based earthquake prediction system.
Ike. Does it say they get all hissy?
Here's another one. China deploys headbanging snakes for earthquake prediction.
Did you say headbanging?
Yeah, it did.
What do they? What does that mean?
Turn on Quiet Riot and the snakes start like, to rock out.
We're not gonna take it.
Snakes do.
No, we're gonna take it.
If you don't mind, I'd like someone else to verify your
right,
story.
That's fine.
Rather than you making
it's
up.
Not all hissy in China. It says right here. Hissy snakes predict earthquakes.
Rather than you making up your headlines. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
It is Tuesday morning, and we got to tell you, I have had it with Kesha. I don't know
what?
If anyone's with me, but Kesha.
Kesha with a dollar sign. She spells her name with a dollar sign. How cool is she?
She does spell her name with a dollar sign. That's first.
See? She's got that going for her.
And right there, I'm out. That doesn't make you interesting.
You have no symbols in your name, bitch.
I don't.
Well, there.
But you know what? I would be less interesting if I did. I'm not saying it wouldn't help me.
I'm going to start spelling Ralph with an ampersand.
And she does that baby talk, and I hate that. I hate the baby talk.
She's not attractive. I'll give her that.
She's
got that going for her.
I have seen a bunch of pictures of her. I was doing a bunch of research yesterday when Lisa was looking at snakes. And she doesn't look that bad normally.
Mm.
And then she uglies herself up and goes out and does her music. I don't know.
Why would one do that?
You tell me.
She's a card and she needs to be dealt with.
That's right. She's crazy.
She's an outlaw, plays by her own rules.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to give Ralph an eye tattoo. So that's coming up.
Great.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
We have Douglas Hines, who's the inventor of Roxy the Sex Robot. And
Which sounds like the worst cartoon ever.
It does, yeah. It is actually a sex robot. And it's ugly.
It is ugly.
Oh, stop it. So, what do you want? It's the first robot ever that looks like a human being that you can have sex with.
But
it's not hot enough for you.
But if
2.0 will be a little hotter. Can we just appreciate the guy's accomplishment? He makes a robot that you can bang.
Right, but does it look like a woman?
It looks close enough to like a woman. If you're reduced to having to have sex with a robot,
yeah,
it looks plenty close enough to a woman.
Okay, all right.
It's like a woman with an Adam's apple.
I'm just saying, they could have spent another 5 minutes and made her hot.
No, I'm sure that's as good as it gets the first time around.
You don't know. How do you know? You make robots that have sex?
If you're making a sex robot, wouldn't you make her attractive as you possibly could?
Well, that's my point.
That's my point is he did it. That's as good as it got this time around.
He's bad. We have Internet Roundup for you. Bunch of new videos to show you. We got to tell you about a vampire running for president of the United States of America.
I'm sorry. That was a snake detecting an earthquake.
We have the new King of Kong. Which is really, this is a bizarre story, but Donkey Kong, an old, old school video game, they still are having tournaments and champions, and it's ridiculous the subculture that's going on with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to that dude, who's a plastic surgeon, by the way.
Dr. Chen.
I guess on his off time.
Yeah, when he's not playing Donkey Kong. And also we're going to talk to Gene Simmons here, coming up in about a half hour.
That's right, that's nice. Speaking of Dr. Gene Simmons.
No, the real
Gene.
Oh,
really?
The actual real Gene
the
Simmons.
Real guy.
Yeah. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And it is 5:54. Sounds like kind of a police alarm.
Woo-hoo.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Ah, sadness.
Sadness?
Sadness today. The world's shortest man has died.
Oh.
Yeah. He Pingping of China.
Fight!
His name again?
He Pingping.
Fight!
Of China. Was 2 feet, 5.3 inches tall.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Tall. He wasn't tall. That's short.
That's short, I think is the point.
Beer mug.
Sorry.
2 feet, 5 inches. Recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's shortest dude.
I don't think that's the record you want.
He died Saturday in Rome while being hospitalized for the past 2 weeks following complaints of chest pains after filming an episode for a TV show in Italy. He was just 21 years old. So that means the record now goes to the next in line, Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
He's the world's shortest man. Yeah.
That's odd. So,
he's not tall, Ryan Seacrest.
No, that's true.
He's a little dude. Sad news. Kate Winslet and her husband, director Sam Mendes, are splitting up.
Oh, no.
And after 7 years of marriage, they were known as one of Hollywood's
Yeah.
model couples.
Well, 7 years, that is.
one of the couples people would point to and say, see, you can have a successful relationship in Hollywood. Their legal representatives released a statement to the New York Post saying that the split, of course, is entirely amicable, and they are committed to staying the best of friends.
Right. Because that's how celebrities do it.
Of course, they do have kids together, so they will be engaging in joint parenting of their children. They've got a six-year-old son named Joe, and Kate has another daughter, Mia, who's 9 years old, that Sam is the stepfather to. So, sad news. But the good news is Kate wins single again.
Yeah. And that's
time
good news
for me to
for
make my move.
For who? For you?
Time for me to make my move.
Yeah.
John Edwards' mistress and baby mama, Riley Hunter, is breaking her media silence this week. She is sharing the details of their relationship in the April issue of GQ magazine.
Excellent.
Whatever happened to the days when mistresses would just shut the F up about having sex with married dudes? What's all the press conferences and the articles and the documentaries and the talking to the press? What?
They get paid. They get money.
She talks about picking him up outside the Regency Hotel in New York City in 2006. She met him outside the hotel literally and said, "You are so hot." He said, "Why, thank you." And almost jumped into my arms. Literally, she said, that's how we met, on the corner of 61st and Park Avenue.
But he was just walking by on the street?
She knew who he was. He was doing a fundraiser or some sort of a political appearance, I believe, at the hotel. So she was sort of a groupie. And she came on to him, and apparently they had sex just several hours after they first met.
All right.
Why waste time?
Outside the Regency, New York, slept with him several hours later.
Whore.
What amazes me about this whole situation, I can see John Edwards thinking that he, because he's rich and famous and a politician and whatnot, doesn't have to play by the rules and he can have sex with other women. I mean, it's the Tiger Woods mentality,
sure.
Right? But does he also think that he's got magic sperm? That he could have unprotected sex with this woman and wouldn't run the risk of getting her pregnant?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's that.
That's just nuts.
Yeah. You saw the reports about Tiger not using that.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Craziness. Corey Haim's mother, Judy, said over the weekend that the city of Toronto would be picking up the bill for her son Corey's funeral today. Toronto apparently has a policy that they do have money set aside to help with the bare minimum payment of their citizens' funerals. If you are a Toronto citizen and you can't afford your funeral, you apply to the city government, and they will give you a certain stipend that will allow you at least the bare bones of a service. However, the city of Toronto said they never received an application for assistance from the Haim family, and so that they will not be involved in today's planned funeral. So no one knows who is picking up the tab. Corey Feldman, by the way, said he won't be at the funeral.
Why? What? I don't even understand this. Wasn't he his friend?
He was his best friend, according to Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
But he said the family wants it to be just family, apparently.
Oh, he's not really invited.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. He said he will be mourning quietly here in Los Angeles and planning the upcoming memorial that he's working on for Corey Haim.
Is he going to involve
his music?
His music, his band, and pyrotechnics?
Apparently, it's going to be held at Staples.
That's a joke.
The Staples store on Sunset Boulevard. There's one at Sunset and La Brea. Apparently, it's going to be held there in the copy paper section.
Just a few
pieces there. Being like it was for Michael Jackson, which, of course, was at Staples.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
It's a bigger place.
Megan Fox!
Yes.
Finally spending some of her big showbiz Hollywood money. According to In Touch magazine, she has just purchased a $2.9 million L.A. mansion. It's the first real big purchase she's made since she's been a movie star, she says.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
I don't spend money on anything but shoes, she says, so this was a big deal for her to plop down that kind of money. Now, isn't she reportedly engaged to
Brian Austin Green?
I don't know. I mean, yes, but they've broken up
She's buying a house on her own. It doesn't sound like they're going in on it together.
Yeah.
But then she had that real, intimate moment with Psycho Mike, so maybe that threw things off.
Maybe locking eyes in the sweater section of Neiman Marcus, wherever the hell they were, has changed her outlook on life.
Sure.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Comedian Jerry Lewis, who, by the way, is not only a genius entertainer,
yeah,
but also a humanitarian.
Yeah.
And the work he does around the world should never be disparaged by someone jacking around pretending to be him. It's important that his standing in the international community be not besmirched.
Right.
I'm sure he makes sure of that.
He is 84 years old today.
Sometimes he leans on people a little to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he finds creative ways to do fundraising for
that
his charity.
That could happen. Right.
Eric Estrada, Ponch, turns 61 years old today, as does Victor Garber. Of course, we fell in love with him on Alias.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, that's Victor Fuentes.
Oh. Very big in the district, Victor Garber.
So much information.
Flava Flav!
Come on.
He's 51 years old today. He's a grandfather, Flava.
I know.
Lauren Graham of Gilmore Girls and currently can be seen in Parenthood. She is 43. And Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. Oh, does he have some funny hats? His hats, his baseball caps say funny things on them. That is talent. He's 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the real Gene Simmons in a minute here on the phone.
Yep.
There was a 4.4 earthquake, for those of you that are not listening in Southern California, near Southern California, in a city really that, let's be honest, doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean?
What?
But it's just a
Pico Rivera?
Perfectly fine city.
I ain't going to come at Pico Rivera.
It is where the midget rodeo is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
that's maybe the best event ever.
Right.
But what they do in Southern California when there's an earthquake, no matter how small, is they talk to a lot of people about what it felt like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because they got to fill 20 minutes of news time with it.
And it always feels the same, but they have to go ask people. So this now is a report from the local NBC TV station, and they are talking to a guy on a phone who talked to other people who gave him their impression of what it felt like when the earthquake hit.
Across the board, Chris and Alicia, from people that are telling me it was shaking, it was rolling, it was a rocking, but it definitely was felt.
Okay.
Oh, we got
all
that.
Right.
All right, wait a minute. Let me get this down.
Point A, felt.
It was felt. Okay.
Good. All right, thank you. What else you got?
Someone writes, I'm in PV in the peninsula area. It was a rolling quake as compared to the one last July, which was more of a jolt. It lasted 3 seconds. I jumped up.
That guy jumped up.
He jumped up.
Make a note.
Thank you, Sober Comfort. Another one said, I'm in Upland. I didn't feel it. Just barely.
Good, good. Let's hear from the guy that didn't feel it.
Just barely. Just barely I didn't feel it.
Just enough to wake you up for a minute. Someone says, I felt it in Rialto, San Bernardino County. Slight rolling. My DVD shelves shook, but nothing fell off the shelf.
Right.
One of our NBC employees, Jamila Hammond, just said to me, I thought it was the crazy people downstairs. Just slammed their front door, but it jerked me out of bed here in Canyon Country.
That is some good coverage.
Thank
right there.
God, we've got the news outlets working for us.
That is really good news. All right, let's talk to Gene Simmons.
I want to rock and roll all night.
Speaking of earth shaking. Oh, that'll wake you up in the morning, won't it?
Yep.
Hey, Gene. Are you there?
I am here.
There he is. Good morning, Gene.
This music on loud. That's why you couldn't hear it.
No, sorry.
You've got to turn that up when you hear it.
There you go. How do you do it?
How do we get up early?
Well, in the morning, it's completely black outside.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, my face doesn't start working until 1 o'clock.
I know, but see, you're smart enough to have a career that happens in the afternoon and evening and night.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we're dumb.
You blew it.
And this is all we could get, Gene. It's the best we could do, really.
They said to us, you can get up at 3:50 in the morning, and we said, all right, we'll take it.
That's all you got.
Write me a check.
But not as big as Gene's.
Don't know. So when do you go to sleep? At 3 in the afternoon?
You try to take a nap every once in a while, but I usually go to sleep about 10. I don't know. You know, you need to start getting more delirious as the week goes on.
So your social life is a dud.
Well, as it is, yes.
They come out, you know, close to midnight. They put on the little slinky black dress.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
not, goes, the better, yeah.
There's not a lot of hot chicks around at noon, Gene. You're right.
That's a good point.
But we're willing to, you know, forego sleep every once in a while to make sure that we get a little bit of the hot chick action in. Mm-hmm. So, tell us about Family Jewels Season 5.
Oh, you mean Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
I'm sorry,
right.
Did I not call it that?
Wrap your lips around those words. Say
Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
Much better.
Season 5 premiere is Sunday, right?
Yes, Season 5 premieres, let's say. That's right. It is Sunday, March the 21st. There'll be actually a marathon, anywhere from 3 to 6 hours, and then the one-hour debut. We'll be hitting our 100th episode.
Wow.
Season. Yeah, it's amazing.
Five seasons of this, Gene, and does it, how do you feel now, how does the family feel about the presence of the cameras in your lives all the time?
As opposed to what, flipping burgers?
Yeah, well, I guess that's true.
I mean, what does anybody in this family have to complain about?
It's a good point.
Yeah, if you want to snap your fingers and say, Dad, can we go to Paris? All right, let me think about that. Okay, the answer is yes. And then you go.
Which season was it that your kids went to Mexico and you followed them down there like a paramilitary operation?
Two seasons ago.
Wow. You were like doing the Marine crawl through Mexico.
Yeah, two teenagers were going to Mexico and, you know, we'll call you from there. I don't think so.
We'll call you from there.
Yeah, I'll let you know what the rules are.
Right.
It says in the summary of the upcoming season, Gene, that Sophie's graduating from high school this year. Is that possible?
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Sophie's almost 18 years old, 5'10".
Gordon. I know.
Nick is 21. Now, and 6'7", God help us all.
6'7"?
Whoa.
Sophie is straight A's. She's the captain of her volleyball team and has been accepted by every single college she I don't know, what's that word?
Applied.
There you go.
Yeah, you're not used to that word, are you?
I never used that word.
Never had to.
Applied to, and also got a scholarship to one if she wants to go to.
Right.
And, I mean, to say that they're extra, and Nick's last report card, the one that just came out, was 4 A's and 1 B+, and he was apologizing for the B+.
He should have. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Now,
best of the best.
It has to be a little scary to have a super hot daughter who's going to college.
No, because I'm going to buy the college and move in.
It'll be a school up with one student.
That's what I would think, yeah.
They're all going to be very polite.
Everyone will be scared to talk to her because Gene will have had a conversation with
her. I go to the movies and talk. I'm going to cut off your head and poop down your neck.
Not enough of that kind of talk first thing in the morning, Gene, I'll tell you that.
I said poop. I didn't say the other
one. I know. I heard you.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to be nice. But at the same time, I'm going to be in New York City March 19th, which is going to be the Friday before, debuting our new business venture on CNN with Ali Velshi and Fox News and Fox Business Channel, which is different, CNBC and so on. And it's a huge business, but can't talk about
it. Oh, you can talk about it. It's Friday.
Give us a hint.
It is a new life insurance strategy that only high net worth individuals can apply for, if you will. But it's a really striking new business model. But if you watch TV, you'll get all the info. And KISS goes off to Europe May 1st to continue our 2-year-long tour.
Is this still the goodbye tour, or are we back on the...
Well, isn't it true that when you're on stage and you say goodnight, thank you very much, you get off stage, if the audience claps loud enough...
You come back.
Don't you come back. But I thought you said goodbye.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
We look forward to any new KISS music coming out this year, Gene?
Well, Sonic Boom came out and debuted at number one. Sonic
right.
Boom was a 3-disc set that Walmart put out.
Sure.
Good friends at Walmart. And had an entire brand new record plus re-records of the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years.
Right.
And then a third DVD, which was the live show that we did at Buenos Aires Stadium in Argentina. And that's Sonic Boom. You can still get it.
What's the, which city, there must be, you know, an area of the world that receives you better than some other. They just go crazy for you. Is that
Well, I'll give true? You a sense of how, what a lucky bastard I am. The 2-year-long tour started off in Melbourne, Australia, in front of 85,000 people. And
wow.
Then continued on, bang, 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 and did a tour of South America. All the shows in every one of the South American countries were stadiums. Average attendance from 125 to 160,000 people.
Mm.
Then went off to Europe and did Finland and Russia and stuff, all outdoors. Stockholm was 100 or 90,000, something like that. Then we went to the Canadian route. The first show was in Quebec City, 90,000.
Are you going to give up at some point because it's just too difficult?
No, I mean, I don't mean that as a soundbite or trying to...
No, I hear you.
Joke. While you're alive, you know, move it.
All right.
Move your butt, do something, or you're going to become pathetic. I mean, what are you going to do, sit on your thumb and wait to die?
Yeah, that's true.
You can do half of that. All right,
well,
listen,
Gene. I've been doing this for a while. When are you going to hang it up?
When we die.
I'd like to now, if I could, you know, just get one big check.
Look, I know that we're very limited on time, but I did want to run by you. What was the challenge, Ralph, the story you said he was challenging
the story this
you
week?
To?
Yeah, Gene, we heard that you mentioned...
And respect and really love the Stones and U2
right.
and lots of other really solid bands.
But you challenged them.
Of course. any champion would challenge the best of the best to get in the ring with him, don't you think?
So, yeah. So well, then what would that...
Fight a chump?
What would happen, though, if they challenged... You challenge you two, for example.
Anybody that wants to get up on that stage, you bring it on. Show me what you got.
You're saying Kiss is the greatest live act in music.
We will stand over your grave and smile.
And in the light of this week's induction in the Hall of Fame, all the bands that got inducted, Kiss still not in there. Just a huge...
Well, we have a choice of buying the damn place, so we have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, but well, still, I think that's wrong that you guys aren't in there.
And we do wish all the new inductees, all the best. Let me see who's in it. LL Cool J, Donna, Grandmaster Flash.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not making any of this stuff up. Right? But, I couldn't be more on crack to say stuff like this. I think it's a slap in the face, by the way, to the Disco Hall of Fame and the Rap Hall of Fame. Have rappers and disco people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do they have a Disco Hall of Fame?
No. Yes, it's in every disco.
All right, let's check it.
When everybody gets their whistles out and the little ball comes up.
All right, Gene Simmons, Family Jewels Season 5 premiere is Sunday night, 9 o'clock on A&E. And like you said, there's a full day of that programming on that channel.
So you can catch up.
Just before it.
Yeah. On even.
All right, Gene, you're the best. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Bye now. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And yesterday we did a topic of dumb ways you hurt yourself. Ton of email. We could have gone on all day yesterday with the calls we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our listeners drink a lot and get hurt a lot. So here are a few. Hey, guys, while I was in college, I was part of an off-road vehicle design team. The cars are small and don't have much power, but you could get them to do wheelies if you had somebody stand on the back and jump as you hit the gas. What could go wrong there?
Wow.
Generally, that person would then jump off the car and it wheelied away. Well, I was the guy in the back and I went to jump and I landed in some loose gravel and face planted on the pavement.
Oh.
Lost the bottom half of my two front teeth and cut up my lip.
Oh, man.
Love the show. Keep up the work. Joe?
Wow.
I was sitting at my desk playing video games for about an hour, another listener writes, with my legs crossed. A customer walked in, and I guess my leg was asleep because the second I stood up, I fell straight over and subsequently broke my ankle.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Mike writes, when I was much younger, I got a new rear view mirror for my Schwinn. While I was riding down the street and looking behind me, I ran into a parked car.
Of course.
Hector writes, I was 14 years old hanging with some friends. We went to our school to play basketball. The gate around the school was locked, so we had to jump over. I went first, and when I landed on the other side, my knees gave out, and I hit my face on my knee. I got a busted lip and a bloody nose. Good times.
Oh, man.
Craig writes, guys, I stuck my... Oh, this is the one Ralph read yesterday, but I thought it was worth repeating because this is really dumb. Guys, I stuck my left hand into a running snowblower. Broke two fingers, crushed them actually. Two surgeries later, my left middle finger is healed, but my left index is still messed up. I may have to have surgery again this year.
Well, the middle finger's one you really need.
You do need that one.
How do you? What?
I don't know. I think alcohol is the answer to all of those questions.
That's probably true.
Matthew writes, when I was younger, I went to cut something with a pocket knife, but I turned it the wrong way, so when I went to cut it, it snapped closed on my finger. Damn near cut my finger off, but I was so scared to tell my parents, so I just band-aided it. And I have a scar on my finger because I should have gotten stitches. Way to go, me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Chris writes, I and some friends were drunk. My friend started driving while I was in the vehicle. Okay, so bad sign, right? Because
right.
He's drunk driving. I decided it was a bad idea to be in the car with him. So I jumped out. Ended up breaking my leg and spraining my ankle.
Oh, my God.
Doing those Starsky and Hutch out the right. door while the car moving.
While it's moving.
Yeah.
You can just see that guy's
wheels
turning.
They never get hurt.
Turning.
I don't get that.
Well,
you're bouncing down a road.
If you jump out of a car, you get what you get. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the new King of Kong.
That's
the guy who just set a brand new record for Donkey Kong. And I know it
Yay
sounds
him.
Like it's old, but this is a 2010 story.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him when we get back. I don't know if you saw the documentary King of Kong.
Sure.
Way back when.
I did, and it was fascinating.
2007, I think. It's about the world of competitive Donkey Kong players.
Yeah.
And it is a full-fledged league, and they've got the head of the league, and they have rules, and they have competitions. It's ridiculous. Well, there's a guy who just set the new world record for Donkey Kong. And he's a doctor.
doesn't seem right.
Thought we'd have him on the show. Hank Chen is his name. Hi, Hank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Is this the right theme?
Yes, that is a Donkey Kong song.
Boy, I bet you never get tired of that while you're playing it for hours on end.
No, I actually hum it while I'm playing. So.
Wow. Now, you hadn't been playing Donkey Kong your whole life. What year was that game out?
That game was out in 1981, and I was only 7 when that game came out, so mm-hmm. I didn't have any quarters of my own when I was 7. And I remember my parents taking us to the local candy store, and we'd play some games with Ms. Pac-Man, but Donkey Kong wasn't in my local, candy store, so.
Right.
Well, how'd you get turned on to it?
Basically, the documentary. After watching the documentary, I was like, hey, why is there so much attention, paid to this game? And also the scene where Steve Wiebe is teaching everyone how to play Donkey Kong, I was like, hey, I could probably do that. And I just started playing. I think I started playing in about November of 2008.
Oh, you're a show-off then if you already got the record.
You're a rookie.
Here's a little bit of King of Kong.
Competitive gaming, when you want to attach your name to a world record, when you want your name written into history, you have to pay the price.
With this, it's just like me and the machine, doesn't matter if you let me down or someone else doesn't come through. I can always go out there. I'm in control.
So, Hank, you saw that and you said, wow, those guys are dorks.
Well, when I started playing, I wasn't trying to go for any world record. I was just playing because it sounded like a neat game.
Right.
And it is. It's a fun game.
It's a very fun game, yeah. I didn't think, I really didn't think I could do it. I wasn't even sure I could kill screen when I first started playing. And, people say I haven't been playing for that long, but when I started playing, I was playing about 3 hours a day, and then now I've sort of cooled down to maybe 1 hour a day. But
how long did it take you to reach the high score, the record score?
That game took 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Wow, 2.5 hours.
And that's about right. I mean, that's pretty about right for most over a million point games.
2.5 hours of this.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you disable this?
No, you can shut off the sounds, but then you're disqualified because the recording has to have sounds.
That's right. Because you have to set up a camera or whatever because they have rules.
Exactly. Oh, they have a lot of rules, and I don't blame them because there's so many people who lie about scores that they just want to be completely official and make sure everything's legitimate.
And Twin Galaxies is the name of sort of the governing board that decides who the champion is, right?
Exactly.
Now, if I remember the documentary right, there was a sort of a controversy between Steve Wiebe and Billy Mitchell about who was actually the champ.
Yeah. Well, Steve Wiebe, I honestly don't think he ever intended on cheating. I think he just didn't know the rules and how stringent they were.
Right. Sure.
There are a few issues. Like, first, the board that he was playing on was not an original Donkey Kong board. It was a board that played two games, Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh.
And so, even though I played that board too, and it plays exactly the same, except minus the sounds are a little bit different, but it plays exactly the same. So you wouldn't know if you were, just a layperson, an outsider that wasn't in this world of competitive video gaming.
Right.
And then the other thing is he was using what's called an 8-way joystick. The original Donkey Kong had a 4-way joystick.
Yeah.
And there is a small advantage to using an 8-way joystick.
Yeah, you get 4 more ways.
That's full-on cheating.
It's twice
there.
As many ways.
Now, here's the interesting thing about you that we haven't mentioned yet. You are a doctor.
Correct.
You're a plastic surgeon, right?
Correct. That's right. That's right.
Graduated from Harvard.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And you see patients.
That's correct. In fact, negotiating between patients and the media right now, it's crazy. It's overwhelming.
But I bet.
Do you have any patients that come and go, wait, you're the Donkey Kong dude. I'm gonna go see. I have a meeting with another doctor anywhere else. Do you have any of that?
I do have a couple of patients who figured this out. This has only been public for about a week now.
Right.
But a couple of patients have figured it out. And so far, they think it's kind of neat, actually.
I would think it proves you have better hand-eye coordination than the average plastic surgeon.
Exactly. That's my take on it.
But do you want
the dexterity you need to be able to be the champ?
When they're giving you your lethal dose of propofol or whatever they're doing before you,
that's what plastic surgeons are doing.
Do you want the plastic surgeon looking over you to be the guy that just spent 2.5 hours last night playing Donkey Kong?
I know. See, that's the question
that's my
for
question.
Me.
I'm going to say it sharpens your dexterity. That's what I'm going to say. Actually, believe it or not, there was actually a study about video games and surgeons, and I actually took part in that study.
Yeah.
This is way before Donkey Kong.
Did you write it?
No, I didn't write it, but I was in the same medical center that that it was written in.
Right.
And they took about 40 surgeons of all different levels, and basically they made them play video games and they made them do like surgical drills.
Right.
And they correlated, and they found that surgeons who play video games, they basically perform tasks faster and have fewer mistakes.
All right, right.
So
Dr.
there definitely is a correlation.
Sure.
And if
right.
you ever meet a giant monkey who's got a barrel lodged in him, you know how to operate on that guy, right?
You can tear that guy apart.
That's right. You know exactly what to do.
Is there any website that people could go to see you playing the game, or how does that work?
Well, I started a fan page on Facebook because my personal Facebook was just getting overwhelmed.
Sure.
So, it's actually a friend, so just friend request me on Facebook, and I can I announce whenever I'm going to play publicly. And also, I hang out at this bar in Brooklyn that has a Donkey Kong machine.
You're the best.
You need to go on tour.
That's that.
A mold tour. Come see Dr. Chen play Donkey Kong. All right. Well, congratulations for mastering something in 1 year that it looks like it took everybody else a lifetime to master.
Show off.
And your 1,000,000, what is it? 1,061,000 points?
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget the 700.
No, we won't.
All right, take it easy.
Go,
all
King
right.
of Kong.
All right, Dr.
Okay.
Chen, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Stand up, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Young man! Young man, stand up for your rights now!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 6:53.
Time change? Screwing you up?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, it screws me up for about 6 months, yeah. You know. Remember Jimmy Kimmel? He used to say that literally.
He'd come in late, like, yeah. every day for the first 2 weeks. Oh, that's a time change.
I'm so tired. I'm so thrown
time
off.
Change.
And then it would be like a month later. We go, you really, you got to get over that. That was just an hour.
Oh, time change.
Oh, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Then we're going to talk about Pedro the Whale and why Kesha must die.
Yes.
Speaking of Kesha, I was thinking of you today, Kevin, as I saw the announcement that tonight on American Idol.
It's Kesha night?
It's not Kesha night.
No.
No, it's Rolling Stones night.
Oh.
All the kids are going to be singing Rolling Stones songs. But you'll be happy to know that on the big results show this week, which is Thursday, Kesha's going to be performing. She's going to be stopping by and performing
for
the kids.
Such good news.
Kesha!
I wonder if she's going to smear her makeup and then talk like a baby.
Dude, you don't get it.
I wonder if she's going to do that.
She's a badass. She has sex with dudes and doesn't even care,
she
man.
She doesn't care, man. She's crazy that way.
It's called a whore, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, she will be performing alongside David Cook, who was the winner of Season 7, and Orianthe, the singer and guitarist who backed up Michael Jackson, and this is it, that Smokin' Hot Blonde chick.
Oh, yeah, the guitarist? Yeah. Oh, she was amazing.
Yeah, she's performing as well. You know, they're getting deep into the competition when they start padding the results show with three different performances by people. Man, do they drag that out.
Is that 1 hour? But for a 30-second announcement?
Yeah, I guess it is, because they just vote off one person at a time there, so.
Good times.
And you are not going home. Ryan does a lot of that kind of stuff.
Great.
Yeah. Simon Cowell, speaking of American Idol, is no dummy. According to In Touch magazine, he had his fiance, Mezgin Hosseini, who is not a terrorist.
Okay.
Despite what her name sounds like. She's a makeup artist. Had her sign an ironclad prenup agreement before he would even propose to her.
I like it.
That's romantic.
Wow.
I'm thinking about proposing to you, but first I need you to sign this document.
Are you going to propose for sure?
It's going to ruin the surprise, doesn't it? Just to see it coming when you have to sign paperwork
lawyers
in triplicate
show
first.
Show up at your house, yeah.
Yeah. But look, dude's got some money to protect. He's only got like $100 million. If he lost half of that, he'd be left with just $50 million.
He couldn't make it on that.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably has more than that.
American Idol news continues. Paula Abdul, who's not a terrorist, by the way, despite what her name sounds like, is in the news. You know, of course, she jumped ship from American Idol, which, by the way, this season looks like the smartest move anyone's ever made in entertainment.
Who knew?
Yeah. Looks like she's got a new gig. She's talking to ABC about being the new host and judge of a rebooted Star Search. Remember Star Search?
Yep.
Was a show that Ed McMahon used to host back in the day.
And they could do anything, right? It was
they had like a model competition, an acting competition,
comedian.
A singing competition, a comedian competition, a dancing competition.
Yeah.
There were five major entertainment formats, and they would have people come on to compete in each of those every show. And it would go on all season long, and then they would crown a champion at the end of season for each of those areas.
I thought you judged one, Kevin.
We did once.
What? You were a judge on Star Search?
Yeah. Ed invited us, and I was like, why would you want to? No one knows.
They flew to Florida.
And then they said, be honest. So we were cruel.
You were with the Simon Cowell before he was.
And we got so booed, you would have loved it. I mean, the whole place was booing us.
You were Simon Cowell before Simon was. Yeah. Look at you, you trendsetter.
Just a truth teller, man.
Next thing you'll be tattooing your eyeballs. That's how much of a trendsetter you are. Yeah, Paula's deal is supposedly a combination of judging and hosting. And
it seems like too much for her.
Yeah, no, it would be great
too
for us,
too many balls to juggle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there. So maybe she'll be back on our TV soon. I sure hope so.
I do, too.
I miss her.
Tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am. It's hurtful, and it stinks. And it takes everything out of me to smile and be jovial when I'm being screwed.
Yeah. She was so upset she could barely take a mouthful of pills every morning. That's how upset she was in that clip. And Mike Tyson also is returning to our TV screens.
Oh, this is the best.
He's getting a reality show.
He is?
Based on his favorite sport. Of course, it's not going to be about boxing. It'll be about pigeon racing.
What?
Iron Mike has been a pigeon trainer his whole life. He calls it his first love. He has loved pigeons longer than he has been a boxer.
Did you see Tyson, Lisa?
The documentary? No, I didn't.
The documentary?
Didn't,
huh? Wow, he loves pigeons.
I love pigeons so much because they love you no matter what. It's unconditional pigeon love.
Didn't he turn to boxing because some bullies beat up his pigeon or something?
Yeah, killed his prize pigeon or something.
It killed it so...
Maybe so angry I wanted to kill them, and so I took all that rage and I just focused it on the ring.
That's why he became a boxer.
They begin shooting next month in Brooklyn. We'll air on the Animal Planet early next year. Taking on Tyson is the name of the show. It'll be people challenging Mike to pigeon races. That's going to be awesome. Really? Are we out of just ideas for television?
Are you kidding? This is going to be the best.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian, filmmaker Jerry Lewis is 84 years old today. Eric Estrada from Chips is 61. Victor Garber. Very talented actor who was probably best known as Jennifer Garner's dad on Alias. Remember what a bastard he was in the beginning, and then he got cool, and they started going on missions together?
Sure.
That was good times.
Good show.
Flava Flav of Public Enemy.
Flava Flav!
He's 51. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood is 43. And Judah Friedlander, you may not know him by name, but you know him by the hilarious baseball caps he wears on 30 Rock. He is 41 years old today.
Do you want that to be how you're known?
That is still the lamest bit on television. I mean, that show's great, and I think he's really good on it, but the goofy hats really just... Really?
They're really funny, but they're funny.
But they're not.
They're not funny.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but there are a lot of protests going on about sushi and about eating whale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not sushi so much, but eating...
whale meat.
It's illegal.
Eating a species that is endangered.
Mm-hmm.
So there's there was a huge rally going on where the lead singer of Pennywise was down there saying, let's stop doing this. Let's stop it. Whales need to be protected. This is a protected species. We're going to protest in front of any restaurant that does it.
It was outside Hump, right?
Hump was the name of the restaurant, yes.
They were serving whale meat.
Correct.
Surreptitiously, secretly. You had to know, like a secret handshake or something. You had to like a knock on the back door 4.5 times and they would slide it under a... slot in the door or something. It was some evil secret. But someone found out and ratted them out, and then there was an undercover sting, and apparently it was discovered they were selling whale meat.
So then they were going to have this big protest rally out in front of the restaurant, and Psycho Mike decided it would be funny. Psycho Mike, who's on vacation this week, but he did this last Friday. He thought it would be funny to show up in a whale costume. Head-to-toe whale costume.
Right. Show up as a killer whale in defense of the whales.
There were a bunch of TV cameras down there, and he wanted to let them know that he wasn't mad at them, that it's cool.
It's cool?
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
That's what he was going to tell them. Yeah. The protesters. Hey, don't worry about it. We're good with it.
We're cool.
So this is him in the costume talking about the rally.
Hey, everybody. I'm a whale. We're here at a sushi restaurant in Santa Monica, California, where people are protesting, cutting us up and serving us as sashimi. And frankly, in this rough economic market, it's one of the last jobs us whales can get. So I have to prevent them from not letting us get our jobs and feed our families. Let's do this.
This is a video, right? We've got video of this?
Go to kevinandme.com. There is a video of Psycho Mike interacting not only with the lead singer of Pennywise, which you'll hear here.
I'm a whale, and I'm here with lead singer of Pennywise and hardworking animal activist Zoli. How you doing, bud?
How you doing, Will?
Now, you're here to protest them serving us as sashimi?
Yeah, we're here to protest any restaurant serving endangered species or whale or any kind of marine mammal.
How prevalent is whale being served in restaurants?
Pretty much all the high-end Japanese restaurants are serving your cousins.
Remember, you can never trust the yellow man.
Right.
See, I don't know if we need that. We need a racist whale.
Why do we need the racist whale?
I didn't know that, though. That's kind of shocking.
They're serving whale?
Yeah, that this wasn't like an anomaly.
So there were a lot of media
anomaly,
down there.
I think it's tuna.
Oh,
yeah. I've had that before.
There were a lot of media down there. This was a reporter from the L.A. Times talking to Mike.
From the L.A. Times. Can I get your name?
I'm Pedro Guerrero.
Guerrero?
Yes.
Q-E-R-R?
R-R-E-R-O. Oh. Uh-huh.
Swell.
And
you're a whale.
I'm a whale.
So that happened.
Pedro Guerrero the whale.
Guy doesn't even blink.
Not a bit.
How do you spell that?
Doesn't recognize
well,
the
not
name.
Not in L.A., you don't blink. It's always your name's Pedro Guerrero. He's like, all right.
That's true.
So that's funny.
Here's another reporter.
Us whales are having a hard time finding jobs out there. And if the last job we can get to feed our kids is becoming sashimi, so be it. So I had to come out here and let people know that Hump's really helping us out, you know, in these harsh financial times.
Very good. Very, very tongue-in-cheek. What's your name?
I'm Jonathan, and it's a pleasure to meet you. What's your name, sir?
Carlos. Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Big fan of ABC7. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
So basically what's happening, you have to see the video because these reporters have to walk up to a dude in a whale costume.
Of course.
Well, they need the visual, especially the TV reporters.
Right.
They're salivating at the idea of being able to talk to a guy in a whale suit and the stories about whales. Because you don't get a lot of interviews with whales in the wild.
Right. There's not a lot of them making themselves available.
No, either that you can't find them or the ones you can find, they will kill their trainer.
They will grab you by the hair and take you under the water.
Exactly.
So, and then here's the final report where he claims he's me.
You have a specific name?
Yes, my name is Kevin Ryder the Whale.
All right, and why are you here today outside of the restaurant Hump?
We keep killing trainers. Pretty soon there's going to be no more SeaWorld events. We're hardly ever used at all for entertainment. So frankly, I'm going to take any job I can get. It's better than gay porn, right?
She thinks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yes, just barely, though. So his position was it was okay because whales need the jobs of being slaughtered to being served up as food.
It's tough financial times, Ralph.
That's a bad job. You only get to do it once. it's not a career, that's for sure. It's not a career. I'm feeding my family. I don't know if it's feeding their family.
And I've never seen somebody more excited to get the whale costume than Mike was, man. From the second he had that idea, he's like, I got to go down there. I got to be out in front of Hump. I got to tell him I'm not mad. It's cool.
That was funny.
Yeah, so you can look at the video at kevinandbean.com. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Kesha must die. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
I need her to go away.
You have hate.
I can't stand girls who baby talk. And she does that all over her records, and it just drives me crazy. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. First supermodel Bar Raffaele is being urged by Israeli extremists not to marry Leonardo DiCaprio.
Because he's not Jewish?
Because he's not Jewish. So this group is saying, hey, you know, it's hard enough for the Jewish people. You probably shouldn't marry outside of the race, the Jewish religion.
Right.
And
You're really hot.
Plus, you're really hot. She, for those of you that don't recognize the name, I believe the King of Mexico has put up a photo gallery.
Oh, really?
KevinandBean.com. And
okay.
I says to Dave, I says, why don't you make that the photo of the day? You know what? Why don't you make a gallery? And he came in today and he was like, dude, she is so hot. I said, really? You're just now getting around to that? Victoria's Secret. She's a cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit last year.
You guys talk about her all the time.
Because she's one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I found a lot of pictures there. She's hot. So anyway, we decided that we wanted to get Alex to hook up the leader of this group that wants to keep her from marrying Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
So I believe we have Baruch Marzai on the phone. Hello, sir.
Shalom. How are you, my friend?
Very good. How are you?
I am good.
Tell us about your group and why you're urging Bar Raffaele to not marry.
Yes, the organization is called Lehava, and it means flame in Hebrew.
Flame.
Flame. And it's also the acronym for Preventing Assimilation in the Holy Land. We are an organization dedicated to keeping the Jewish faith intact.
Okay, so Jewish people only date and marry Jewish people.
That's right.
Okay.
Jews marrying Jews, keeping the Jewish faith alive for generations to come, so we do not get assimilated into other ethnicities and disappear.
In general, that's considered a good thing.
Disappearing?
No, no, not disappearing, but, you know, mixing with other races and kind of learning other ways and getting along.
That is your opinion, which, of course, you're entitled to, but you're wrong.
Okay. Now, I have not seen your group make the headlines before Bar Raffaele. Is this your first time that you've stepped out and said something, or you've been saying it all along?
No, we've been saying it all along, but we've heard that she is going to be marrying Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's a rumor.
And we want to tell her that that is your bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Because she should stay with a nice Jewish boy.
Okay.
And she should be marrying him. And then that way we can have many generations of really hot Jews coming down the pipeline.
That's what this is, right?
If you know,
it's a worthy goal.
Yeah.
We should keep the hot Jews, I'm saying, in Judaism. We don't want to spread them around because they're hard to come by.
Yeah.
Usually we get like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh. No.
She can marry anyone. We don't care. She can marry a Schwarzer. She can marry a Catholic or
really?
Whatever.
You don't care?
Go nuts. Someone take this horse off our hands is what we say pretty much. We can't afford to keep her in oats anymore. You know what I mean?
Really? It's the horse food is too expensive.
But Bar, we'd like to raise the bar, actually.
Sure.
We'd like to belly up to the bar.
I'm sure you would.
We'd like no holes barred. We'd like to go bar hopping. We'd like to keep her.
You don't sound like a religious leader.
No. I'm a religious leader, but I'm also a man with a penis.
Okay.
And I think she should consider perhaps a nice leader of a Jewish organization, maybe.
I see. So not Leonardo DiCaprio, but perhaps...
I think the name Bar Marzell has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Baruch Marzell with his wife Bar Raffaele Supermodel.
So this is basically you making a play.
Let's just do it. Let's me and her just get married. In the name of Judaism.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Any reason at all.
Right.
I'll convert, if whatever it takes.
Wait, you'll convert out of Judaism?
I will. I gladly give up Judaism for her.
What just happened? I thought you were the leader of a Judaism?
No, I don't care anymore.
All right, okay.
It's just I need her.
Okay.
I want her.
All right, we all do.
Oh, God damn it, she's hot.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and coming up in the next hour, a vampire is running for president. That's great news. We're going to have an all-new internet roundup.
Okay.
And Douglas Hines, the inventor of a sex robot.
Yeah. A sex robot isn't attractive enough for you.
Well, it isn't. It seems like if you could make
it's not hot.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, douchebag, if you can have sex with a real live woman,
right,
then you get to choose about hotness. If you're reduced, if your only option is to have sex with a machine,
then shouldn't...
But isn't the point that you can do better with a machine than
right.
you can with a real person?
That's not, yeah, this is the first time anyone's ever invented a robot you can have sex with.
You'll,
why, what more do you need?
You'll never score with a woman that hot. So, why not make the robot that hot? That at least is the option.
I'm sure if
she has
hot
to be ugly,
as it can be this time around.
She's ugly.
The next one will be hotter, and the next one will be hotter.
All right, we'll get to that in the next hour.
All right.
First, Kesha and how she must die. Now, I don't know if you're aware.
That robot's hotter than Kesha.
Yeah, she is.
There you go.
Kesha does dance music, and she messes her makeup up because it looks like she's been partying all night. Because she's
Kesha with a dollar sign, first of all.
That's a good point. K-E, dollar sign.
H-A.
H-A. Okay, right there, I'm out. Right there, it's like, okay, come on. That makes you interesting.
See, money's in her name.
She put a dollar sign in there instead of the S. I put a post up at KevinandBean.com going through her video piece by piece because it's just so stupid, and she does the baby talk all the time. And man, is she a dude. She talks about her private parts like they're my junk, and she's...
I'm not familiar with her work. Do you have some example? Can you play me some of it so I can understand what you're talking about?
The video for TikTok, which is spelled TikTok.
See, the more you spell things weirdly, the more interesting they are.
We learned that from Lightning.
Come on
actually.
Now. So the video opens up and she's in a bathtub where she's supposedly waking up from the night.
Oh, she partied so hard.
This girl is a partier.
Wow.
Like you've never seen before.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Now, I don't understand what that means, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Does he wake up in tubs?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I was not aware of that.
He probably has a bed.
You would think, right?
With his money?
So yeah. What does it mean, wake up in the morning feeling like
she
P. Diddy?
Partied so hard, she like such a partier? Parties with his Ciroc vodka.
And then she starts going into her little baby talk where she talks about her toes.
Talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
Come on now.
She got boys blowing up her phones.
There's no boys blowing up her phones.
You're jealous.
And by the way, phones doesn't really rhyme with clothes. Does it?
No.
Is that a rhyme?
No.
Sorry. Pedicure on my toes. And she puts them on. She's pulling on cowboy boots. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And her family's so upset. Oh, no, don't go out again and party because we want you to go out. We want you to be safe. Ah, F you. I'm going out because I party. That's how I roll. God, I hate her. So then she's, I don't know, downtown someplace, and all the guys are starting to circle because she's so hot.
And now the dudes are lining up because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger.
All right.
Unless they're 80-year-old Englishmen. That's the only kind of men she's interested
it's
in.
It's not really the look you're going
look,
for.
Look, I look like Sharpay's.
I know swagger may be a tough rhyme, but... if you're going to say unless they look like, you can't put Mick and Jagger in there. This song doesn't even make sense.
No.
And then.
She's got swagger.
And then she says this in baby voice with auto-tune. Both.
The party don't start till I walk in. Don't
step. Oh, dear God. I just want to put a bullet in her
I
head.
I think I'm hating her too.
She's sexy. That's sexy talk. Is it? It's not baby talk. It's sexy talk. She's.
The party don't stop.
She's moaning it. She's groaning it. She's so hot.
That's not hot.
Sexy hot.
Stop it.
The party don't start till I walk in. Don't step.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw the video. It looked like they were having a great time
no,
before you
start.
Got there.
Doesn't start till she walked
the
in.
The party don't stop till I walk in.
It's sexy talk.
F her.
Oh,
honestly,
sexy.
I thought Lady Gaga was bad. Lady Gaga's great. She's the best singer
she
ever.
She can actually sing.
Compared to Kesha. With a dollar sign.
She
has a dollar sign in her name.
It sounds as if she has a Fergie wannabe complex kind of thing. Because Fergie kind of sings that same rhythm, talk song, but she makes Fergie seem like a...
Right, like an opera singer.
No.
Right? It's ridiculous.
And she's gifted.
So that was TikTok, TikTok.
Okay. Huge hit, by the way.
Yeah.
Number one for a long, long time.
You know her new song? What is titled?
No way.
Rick Rock?
It's titled Blah, Blah, Blah. That's the name of it, Blah, Blah, Blah. Because she's such a dude and she parties so hard that she doesn't want to hear what's coming out of guys' mouths.
Oh,
she just wants them to put out.
She's just turning it around on you guys.
She's so turning it around. Let's just do it. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Put me in the tub where I'm waking up like P. Diddy. Do me.
Blah, blah, blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. And hit me in the back with the jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that.
Okay, now that doesn't even make sense.
Gonna hit that.
How?
Strap on.
If the guy's gonna turn around.
Strap on.
Then he's got his ass to you.
Strap on.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know?
That's what I'm getting.
I'm thinking maybe real penis. That's my point.
How dare you?
I'm saying you're having the guy turn around. That's how you're gonna have sex with him?
She's got swagger, not a unit.
She does have a unit. That's my point. That's
I
how,
think your point
oh, she likes
correct.
Jack, and she brushes her teeth with Jack, and she's in the back with Jack. She loves whiskey. Ooh,
see?
She's such a dude.
Blah, blah, blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. And hit me in the back with the jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit-chat. Just show me the
see? Yeah. Because I don't want to hear what you have to say, your little chit-chat.
Bitch, yeah. Chit-chat, show me where you're... Hoo-ha's
at. Blink at. See, because she's such a dude.
You're where your tallywhacker lives.
What's happening
what
here?
What she cares about.
What's going on here?
Dance with no pants on. Meet me in the back with a jacket and a jukebox. Head to the chase, kid, because I know you don't care what my middle name is. I'm going to be naked and you're wasted.
You're going to be naked and you're wasted.
I think you're intimidated by her powerful sexuality.
Look, there's something in sales.
I think you're put off by her aggressive sexuality.
There's something in sales known as the assumptive close, which is I'm going to assume everybody wants to have sex with me, so I'm just going to move on from that standpoint. No, you look at her and you go, no, Don't want it.
I think
she thanks.
I think maybe she tapped your ass in the back with the Jack in the Jukebox. You're a little upset because she never called you again.
She's not that hot.
Oh.
And she's acting like she's hotter than anyone on the planet.
She's
and it turns
got
out
swagger.
She isn't. Listen
and
to
she
this.
She likes Mick Jagger.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
How can that blah, blah, blah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
really awful.
Kill her.
Kill her. What is this? How is this?
That's how can that blah, blah, blah.
I think she talks like that normally.
Yes.
That's
no.
I'm talking about. I like a large latte. Would you not put some
ice cream
on my latte?
She's Starbucks.
Driving in the car like a pimp.
I'd like a venti macchiato pan. But not hot chocolate everywhere.
If anybody talked like that in real life, you would punch them.
Well, I would assume they had some sort of brain damage. I would think that they didn't get enough oxygen as a child.
I just couldn't hate her more.
I would get him to a speech therapist.
Come on.
That's how can that blah, blah, blah.
A lot of blah, blah, blahs in there. A whole lot of
them. Very powerful artist. She speaks for a generation.
Let's talk to Evan. I hope not. Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. Kesha is awesome. I don't know how you cannot.
Are you kidding me?
You like
I
that?
I agree with Ralph 100%.
All right, hold on one second. I'm going to play something for you.
How can that?
All right.
What's wrong with that?
You're down with that.
I'm totally down with that.
She just sounds retarded.
She plays some San Fernando Valley. She gets points for that. She has decent style.
Wait, how do you get points for being from San Fernando Valley? Who cares?
I'm from there. I don't get points. Yeah. Usually you lose points.
That's a down. Oh, that's a bad.
I don't know. She's got a certain style.
She does. It's a baby style.
How can that?
F you. F you, Evan.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying F you. I'm saying we make him sad. Diving in the car like a pimp, she says at one point. F her.
I think you are intimidated by her masterful sexuality.
She is not sexy. There's so many more sexy singers.
She is a goddess, and she has gifts.
Layla? Layla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Help.
Layla, what do you got?
Help.
What's your take on Kesha with a dollar sign?
I just wanted to say amen to Kevin.
Thank you.
I hate her so much.
Thank
and I feel
you.
Like I'm the only person. Like,
all
everybody
right.
I know loves her, but I hate her.
You and me, Layla.
Layla, you're jealous because of her powerful sexuality.
That's what it
sure.
is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to KevinandBean.com and I put up little clips of her video, place by place, and it doesn't even make sense, A. B, she's such a dude, and she's such a partier. And C, she's got that baby talk, and I want to
why
kill her.
Why can't women party hard, Kevin?
They can!
Why do you have to be your sexist ways?
Because they're a dude.
Why can't
ooh,
she
I'm such
drink
a dude.
Jack Daniels and wake up in
turn
the tub?
Turn around. I brush my
just
teeth
give
with
me the
Jack
hot
Daniels.
Sex.
Really?
That's
you
all
party
I want.
So hard, you're going to stay out all night. So Crest is out of the picture.
That's
no way.
Right.
You
got to
have Jack Daniels.
Yes.
That's how you roll.
It's the only thing that will clean those teeth.
I want to kill her and everyone that listens.
Why do I want to try to kill me?
That's how can that blah, blah, blah. If they could be getting this now, now, now.
You. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Charlie Sheen faced the music yesterday and entered a not guilty plea in Aspen, Colorado. He faced charges of felony menacing, third-degree assault, and criminal mischief. Us Weekly reports that police officers believe Charlie held a knife to the throat of his wife, Brooke Mueller, and threatened to kill her last Christmas. The trial will kick off on July 21st. If convicted, Charlie Sheen could be headed to the prison for 1 to 3 years, depending on when he gets sentenced.
Wow.
So, he's claiming he didn't do it. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Good times at Christmas.
He said, she said. It's hard to imagine that I'd actually convict him.
She won't even press charges anymore, she's claiming. But it doesn't matter. Once the police are called on a domestic dispute, they have to follow through. So
it's up to them.
If they can find evidence, he's in bad, bad way.
Yeah.
Here's something for Lisa, a little Broadway musical news. How about that?
Okay.
Anyone? Broadway musicals?
Please.
Nope.
Tell me everything.
I thought this was interesting because we're all familiar with the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't watch the very popular TV show, The Addams Family, you probably saw the movies with Raul Julie and Angelica Houston based on that family, right?
What?
Sure. They are doing a musical on Broadway based on the ooky, spooky Addams Family.
That'd be good.
Remember when Kevin and Bean did a marathon with the Addams Family?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Do you remember that, Kevin?
Did you do the Addams Family?
No. Nope.
Sure did.
Yeah, it was like a local TV channel was doing
they're
a marathon.
Ookie and they're spooky, mysterious, and kooky.
And
they're
they said,
all together, ookie.
Hey, we want you guys to host. And then we went out and we did a bunch of stuff that was really, really not funny.
Oh,
like it would
so
all be,
funny.
It would all be in the Would You Like to Take That Back file. We're going to take everything back.
Man, this guy looks like Uncle Fester. A lot of those jokes.
It was terrible.
Everybody was bald who walked by with Uncle Fester.
It's terrible. They didn't have to be bald. They said to not have a lot of hair.
The Addams Family musical, by the way, hasn't even opened yet. They've just been in what they call previews, which is sort of the early shows before the official opening.
Mm-hmm.
They have sold $1.2 million worth of tickets.
Wow.
In 1 week.
But is that scalpers? Do they buy?
No, that's box office.
Well, I know, but don't scalpers buy box office and then they have them and they can jack the price up? No.
Well, I suppose
they can. But probably not for previews.
That's impressive.
Yeah, not for a new show that's going to be running for a couple of years because you don't have to pay scalper's price. You can just wait a couple months and go see it whenever you want to. But it is the second highest grossing show currently among all Broadway shows. So it looks
that's
like it's going to be a hit. Congratulations to those guys. Michael Jackson, speaking of money making, had a lot of money troubles towards the end of his life.
Yes, he did.
Had he known how easily they all were solved, he just would have died sooner. He could have solved all of his financial issues if he had just died quick.
Isn't that the truth?
It's kind of always the way it is, isn't it?
Probably wouldn't have helped him, though, would it?
Well, it wouldn't have helped him personally, no.
Yeah.
But his finances, maybe.
The Michael Jackson estate just signed a huge deal with Sony Music Entertainment. It is a 7-year distribution deal for all of Michael's music, including some unreleased tracks and some DVDs, perhaps even some video game rights. But the total agreement is worth, to the Jackson estate, $250 million.
What does he have left?
A quarter of $1 billion.
Wow.
What does he have left?
Well, it's distribution rights for all his music, all his publishing rights. Then some unreleased tracks.
Like this is
He's got tons
like
of unreleased
great,
stuff.
Great, great song. This is it. He didn't write.
He has tons of unreleased stuff.
Okay,
in the can that has not been released yet. Footage. There's still DVD and film footage that hasn't been released.
Okay.
Video game rights.
What's a video game? I'm very scared of that video game.
Thriller, the video game? You want to play Thriller? Zombies chasing you and whatnot?
I'm glad that's the direction. I was afraid it was going to be called Jesus Juice and it was going to be ugly.
10 new Michael Jackson related projects are said to be in the works already. 10 new Michael Jackson.
It's prolific. It's prolific.
It's the biggest money-making deal in the history of the music business.
Oh, my God.
The previous winner was a $150 million five-album deal that British singer Robbie Williams made with EMI back in 2002. You may not know Robbie Williams, but in England, he's a huge star.
In England, he's God. It's really
weird. And Springsteen did a 7-album deal with Columbia Records in 2005, was worth $110 million. But this dwarfs them all.
Wow.
Biggest deal ever. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Check in with him tomorrow, do you think?
See how it feels to be rich. Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He plays one of the writers on the show. He's the one with the very funny baseball caps. They always say very funny.
Funny little slogans on them. Yeah. Yep.
He is 41 years old today. Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls and Parenthood. She is 43. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
From Public Enemy is 51 years old. Victor Garber celebrates his 61st birthday, as does Eric Estrada from Chips. And comedian, film legend Jerry Lewis celebrates his 84th birthday. He, of course, also done a lot of great work for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him.
Leans on people sometimes a little hard for my taste, but...
You think?
Yeah, you know,
get him to write a check.
At times, it feels a little like blackmail, I'm sure, to those people.
I would think if you were to pretend that you were Jerry Lewis and did some wacky stunts, he would probably take it in good humor.
No.
What?
That's not the case.
I would beg to differ.
No.
That's Kevin who said no, by the way, in case you're looking for other suits.
How can that?
It's as if Anna Nicole Smith started a singing career, really.
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's talk about the next presidential election. Who's ready? Who's with me to vote for president again?
Please, no.
It does seem like we just went through it for seven years, right?
Yeah.
Well, in Tampa, Florida, not satisfied with living in Florida, Jonathan, quote, the Impaler, Sharkey, wants to move to Washington, D.C. to be the nation's first vampire president.
Sharkey?
Mm-hmm. He's a vampire.
Uh-huh.
45 years old. He just met his new 19-year-old fiance from Ohio that he met online.
Oh, no. This just gets better.
I haven't dated a girl older than 19 since 2006, he says.
Yeah.
He claims that he's a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler, who a lot of people say was the first original Dracula. Mm-hmm. So he ran for governor of Minnesota in 2006.
How'd that go?
Fail. He had a short-lived bid for U.S. Senate in 2000. Fail. U.S. president in 2004. Fail.
Maybe he should go smaller. Start with alderman.
U.S. president in 2008. Fail. So there's a lot of problems, apparently, with Vlad and his idea to run for president. But we thought we would have our producer, Alex, get him on the phone anyway and just try to find out what's going on with him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Blah.
Is this Jonathan the Impaler?
Yes, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
So is the report true that we're getting that you're thinking of running for president in 2012?
Yes, it is time to elect a vampire to the first office of this country. Blah, blah, blah.
Now, we mentioned a bunch of the other times you've run for office. You didn't seem to connect with very many people.
No, it's because of the prejudice against vampires.
The prejudice against vampires?
Yes.
Okay.
Easy for you to say. Yes, I feel that finally America is ready to elect a vampire. Now that they've elected a black man, vampires can't be far behind.
What are you talking about? It's very different.
No, it's not.
Of course it
is. We are all prejudiced against. Some people don't like black people. Some people don't like blood-sucking vampires.
Well, I think...
And for good reason.
Blood-sucking vampires, for the most part, are considered fiction.
No, I am the original descendant of Vlad the Impaler. His name was Vlad Sharkey. Not many people know.
Really? I didn't realize that was his last name.
In Transylvania. And now I am carrying on his work to bring the moral compass of vampirism to America.
What is the moral compass of vampirism?
Not much of one, actually. We suck blood, we kill.
Right.
We have sex with teenage girls.
That seems like that might come back.
It's a tough platform, I think.
Yeah, that's a tough sell to the American people.
Well, to half of the American people, maybe, but to dudes, it sounds pretty good.
Good point.
Drinking and killing and humping.
You've been accused of brainwashing a 16-year-old girl in Minnesota.
Sure, there's that. I can't help it. I have the power of mysticism and hypnosis on my victims.
There's a restraining order now.
Yes, I could not hypnotize the lawyer into not filing that restraining order.
There's another restraining order against a 16-year-old Minnesota girl.
Some 16-year-old girls are so touchy. Some are not touchy enough, quite frankly.
Maybe you should up the age of the girl you're going after, and perhaps...
Or I should run for president and lower the age of consent in America so I can have sex with more teenagers. Blah.
Well, okay. Good luck with that.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
I hope that works out for you.
Let's go have sex with teenagers.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I know. It started mine yet. Hang on.
It's best time of the year. Shamrock shakes. McDonald's Shamrock shake. Do you have one, Lisa?
Who doesn't have one?
Not having one.
We have like 8 of them.
Not drinking them.
Why? They're so good.
So fattening.
But really? Once a year, you get to have the deliciousness of the Shamrock shake.
You know what? I was just telling Beer Mug.
It's minty. It's green
and
minty.
It is green. If I'm going to blow it up, I'm doing it with a malt.
Wow. You really draw
the
line.
First of all, a malt is my thing.
All right. Well, when you get back to the 50s, let me know how it is. And you go down to the malt shop. You and Fonzie can hang out.
Don't do it often.
Use two straws.
Sure. We're just starting to celebrate a little bit early because tomorrow, of course, is St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing a live show.
Yes.
And Casey's Irish Pub in downtown Los Angeles. If you're in the Los Angeles area, feel free to drop by 5 to 10 if you're 21 or over.
On Grand Avenue downtown.
If you're not, you can certainly listen to it. I don't know that that's the choice
the
I would make.
Train wreck that will be our show tomorrow.
We'll be drinking Shamrock Shakes, that's for sure.
There will be there will be a little bit of drinking. I'm just warning people ahead of time.
I'm
already worried.
Parking, there are some parking lots. Yes, there are.
If you see our banners on the parking lot, you park there, and then you bring in your parking slip, and then you get a free half pint of beer.
There you go.
So there you go.
Pretty nice.
So it's going to be a bad show, but I think it's going to be a great time down there.
It will be fun. Telling people it's going to be a bad show.
Well, because I've heard me drunk.
Well, that's the best ever.
Okay. I mean, it depends on how, you know, it's greatest, so bad, it's good.
My favorite moment of this show ever have been you drunk.
Yes.
I don't remember them.
But yeah, well, tell me. They're good.
People tell me that they have a good time. So anyway, that is tomorrow. It's a live show at Casey's Irish Pub. So we're just beginning with drinking the Iron Man Shamrock Shake. All right, time for the Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that meet your view and laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
The first one is the me of the reporting of the TV world. This guy is having trouble getting the story out. He's very frustrated. And near the end of it, you hear a noise. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, it's him with all of his paperwork, his notebook, whatever. He just rifles it to the ground. He's so angry.
Really?
Yeah, just so so angry. And then they toss it back to the anchor who's sitting in, who's sitting in his chair going, what do I do now?
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's very funny. Sorry, wrong setup. This is the
sure
guy. Keep, but
turns
keep
out
the,
you are the you of the reporting
that
world.
Shamrock Shake, but exactly.
Keep that setup in mind because it's the next one.
Okay.
This one is a professor in class, and a guy goes running in a full chicken costume and starts doing the chicken dance.
Oh, all right.
And the professor puts up with it for a little while, but then loses it, jumps over the table, and chases the guy down the hallway, which is very funny. It's great. You can leave now. I got class. And the funniest thing in the world happens. The guy, the chicken, runs, and the professor chases him down the hallway. It's awesome.
Don't
mess with
the
prof.
Professor, I don't know. He's going to kick some ass. All right, remember that whole thing about the reporter getting frustrated?
I sure do.
Yeah. That's it.
The judge says what swayed the sentencing decisions, at least in his mind, were George Thomas's missed opportunities in a tight space, which persuaded him, as he said, that staying and doing nothing is as heinous as doing it all.
Now he gets mad. Throws his papers to the ground. They cut back to the guy in the...
All right, we're having technical difficulties, as we can see. A little frustration there. We'll try to get back to that in just...
Tactical difficulties. So much as
it's a guy losing it.
A little fit.
It's funny to watch people online hurt themselves being dumb. This guy has putting, what do they call them in showbiz? A squib? Those fake bullet?
Yeah, exactly. A little blood pack that blows up?
Yeah, so he's trying to put one in his pocket and it blows up prematurely. Mm-hmm. And he's very...
Here goes nothing.
Okay, so that happened.
Oh, what a weenie.
There's this guy.
It hurts?
It hurt him.
A little explosion.
Apparently he wasn't ready for it or whatever. I don't know. But there's this guy named Mike Realm who remixes video and audio. So you watch the video and he makes remixes of everything.
Oh, no.
So it's not just the audio, but it's the video. Mike Realm also did the Iron Man trailer. He did a remix of it. That's more of a visual you have to see, but it's very fascinating to watch a guy who actually mixes the video with the audio. I don't
know. What's this guy's name again?
Difficult. Mike Realm.
Mike Realm?
Yeah, R-E-A-L-M. This is a dude whose name I can't pronounce. Georgos Tampakis, I believe. And his song, Shake It, I believe he might be the long-lost brother of Wing, as he is.
Oh, wow.
Maybe as bad or worse.
6666666 Samur, grace for love, give some more. 6666666 Samur, grace for love, give some more forever.
Yeah, it's a hit.
So you got that going on. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live. I do not, but I do love the Lonely Island. Because they do good work. And this one is called Boombox. They do these digital shorts on Saturday Night Live kind of late at night. And this is just basically them walking around with a boombox making everything go crazy. And they go to an old folks home and a retirement community. And when he starts the music, you'll hear a bunch of yelling and stuff. That's when the old people start sticking their tongues down each other's throats. I mean, it goes off. The retirement community goes off.
To an old folks' home, where the elderly are tossed on their brittle bones. The orderlies are stealing, there's no excuse. Every day for lunch they eat boiled goods. So I grab my boombox and hit the turbo bass. And what happened next was a total disgrace. Everybody started out of sex. The music was way too powerful.
Climbing on tables and it's just
no
really
one needs to see that.
It's disturbing. And there's there are all kinds of reaction videos on the net. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. Go to kevinandbean.com to check it out. There are all kinds of reaction videos. This is Big Fat Girl, very excited about Eclipse.
This is Twihard number one.
Oh, it's one of those.
So
okay.
She's going to watch the trailer for Eclipse, but the video that we see is her and her excitement.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Don't even watch the trailer. I'm going to watch the video now. Oh, my God. I can't wait. It's amazing. Amazing trailer. Seriously, I'm not even close to joking. It's amazing. It's out of this world. I love it. I'm going to watch it about another 5,000 times, and then I still won't be bored, and then I'll keep watching it again and again and again and again and again, and I will tell everybody that I know to watch it, and that will annoy them, and then I'll end up with no friends, except that won't happen because most of my friends are actually Twilight friends, which basically means that they love it as well, which basically means that we'll be annoying each other to watch it and asking questions about it and various stupid things. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, does she need some coffee?
Don't, it's like a character from Little Britain, that girl. She's spectacular.
Don't do math.
I'm so good.
KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
106.7.
You right there, sport?
106.7 K-Rock, it's KROQ.
Got a little shamrock shake in your throat?
That's not shamrock shake!
It's 8:34. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to talk about sex robots. We have an inventor on the line. Douglas Hines is his name. He has been showing the sex robot at porn awards, different porn conventions.
Everyone's been waiting for this. Robots we can have sex with.
Douglas?
Hey, great to be here. How are you?
Very good,
Douglas.
So tell us about your sex robot and how it came to be.
Well, it's the first sex robot in the world, as you mentioned, and it really was a long road. It took many years. We originally started out, it sounds totally separate from the sex robot, but we started off creating a healthcare robot to take care of elderly people at home, you know, people that are housebound, and the government wouldn't come through with financing for Medicare, so we said, you know, what are we going to do with this robot? So we kind of retrofitted it. And
really? So you went robot. Back and made it a sex robot?
From nurse to hooker.
Right.
That's great.
Wow. Well, who knew the government does good work?
And you know that you knew there would be money in sex and porn for the robot. You know that was a guarantee.
It's the only one of the only industries recession-proof, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now tell us about the different personalities of Roxy. Sure. Is that her name, Roxy?
Roxy, right.
With six X's?
Roxy, yep. She comes with, first of all, she has her standard personality, which is everybody's familiar with these dating services where you fill out the forms, you know, what do you like, dislike,
right.
you
right.
know. Walk on the beach, blah, blah, blah. Well, we did the same thing with Roxy where the people that purchase her fill out a form where what they answer what they like. For instance, if they like baseball, if they, you know, follow a certain team, cars, gardening, whatever the subject is that they like, Roxy will also like those topics.
Oh, that's awesome.
The perfect
yes.
woman.
It's programmed compatibility.
So you can program her to like the things you like.
And you know, let's talk about sex a little bit. So if you like certain things that way, she'll also like it. So it's pretty cool. So that's she's matched as closely as possible to what your preferences are. And then we have these other personalities. So you could tell her to become Wild Wendy. And so she'll be like kick it up a notch, like on, let's say it's Saturday night and, you know, it's, you know, you want to spice it up a bit. She'll be a little more, you know, engaging, if you will.
Yes, I will.
Mm.
Now, let me ask you about the actual physicality of the robot. It's anatomically correct, and it's got functioning genitals, right?
She's anatomically consistent. We took a fine arts model and, you know, basically painted or sculpted her entire body. So, you know, all the inputs, if you will, everything is exactly like a woman. I'll leave it at that. And so it's pretty cool, yeah.
And you have sensors built into those regions so the robot responds when you're with her.
Yes, sensors built in, and also motors in those areas, so it creates, you know, very, you know, interesting experience. And by the way, her voice changes, her personality changes. So when she's, you know, being engaged, she responds just like, you know, a woman would.
It's so after cool. a couple of years of having sex with her, eventually she tells you to, like, clean the gutters and paint the house and stuff, and she stops sleeping with
and
you.
I have a headache. And
yeah.
No.
That's good. People also ask me, does she eventually say no? You know, does she have a headache or?
Yeah.
No, she never complains, never says no, so, yeah.
You never take me anywhere, why don't we go out to dinner? No, no,
are you embarrassed of me?
Does my ass look fat in these jeans?
How do I ask this without insulting?
You won't. You'll just go ahead and insult, probably.
Couldn't you have found a hotter model?
Oh.
I mean, if it's going to be a sex robot.
Let me explain this to you, Douglas. Apparently, Kevin doesn't think that Roxy is attractive enough for him.
She looks like an angry housewife who's mad because you left your shoes out. Doesn't
she? I hear you. What we've done is we've created separate faces, so that way you can swap out the face if you want.
Okay, that's creepy.
There you go, Kevin.
That's really creepy.
Now
but
you
all
can
right.
find a face you like and slap it on.
Oh
her.
My God, you've thought of everything.
Is one of the faces Bar Raffaele?
And also we have a discount right now. So if your audience goes to truecompanion.com, they'll be able to qualify for the discount. And we offer 24/7 support and, you know, there to answer any questions. And obviously everything's confidential.
Now, Douglas, let me ask you one question. Are you familiar with the old science fiction movie Westworld? I grew up watching this movie when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a theme park for adults where you go to and everybody in the theme park was robots. So you could, like, if you were in the western part of the world, you could shoot a guy in a gunfight and he would go down and be really and they had, like, hookers there. You could have sex with. They're all robots. But then something went wrong, and the robots started turning on the humans and killing them.
Yeah.
Do you have a guarantee that Roxy's not going to take me out in the middle of the night?
No. We're not creating Yul Brynner. That was a great movie, too. I really enjoyed it. No. She does exactly what you want to,
right.
to, you know, to do. And so the only exception to that is we do have one personality. We have sex therapists that are interested in this. And there's a certain malady. I'm not a doctor, but they call it performance anxiety.
Right.
And so if you try to do something with her, she might not be willing to or not as she might say, please don't do that.
So you just learn to force it?
Oh, man.
Well, I also got that question a few times, too.
I'm
but,
no, but I'm sorry, Douglas.
No, but I'm just... We do not condone raping a robot.
Of course not. Robots we have rights.
We do not condone robot rape.
So you're saying that sex therapists want to buy the sex robot for their patients to come in?
That's right. I'll give you an example.
The surrogates.
Problem. The problem is that some men have problems performing,
right.
you know, in front of a woman. So this is kind of like a bridge, like a, you know, a stepping stone to being with a real woman.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like a tackling dummy in football practice. Before you get into the game, you want right. to you work out a little bit.
Dude, there's no guy that's going to start with this robot and then get the confidence to move up to women.
Or want to go to a real
Honestly.
Woman when you had the robot. Sort of programmed to like spoiled. Everything you like. She doesn't say no. Who needs real women?
Yeah, there is that.
Douglas, you're doing the Lord's work.
You know what we also I'm telling you, it's a challenge. I'm an engineer. I'm a Bell Labs engineer at artificial intelligence. And I can't believe what I'm doing.
Right.
But it's so interesting. And we make people's, you know, 85% of people don't share their fantasies with their partner, all their fantasies. So what we do is allow, you know, everybody to kind of, you know, experience everything that they might imagine.
Yeah.
You know where we're helping a lot of people is with threesomes because there's a lot of couples that are interested in that kind of thing. And, you know, obviously it's a big step to do something like that. So we have guys that have their girlfriends call up and order it and, you know, tell us the size and the shape and all that. And so that's really a market that we didn't even see coming.
Women who won't get jealous of a robot.
How about that?
Idea.
That's true.
You're spending too much time with that robot. That's a little freaky. Now, are you married?
I am. I have been married many years.
Come on.
My high school sweetheart.
Well,
you got
that explains
it, man.
A lot.
Is your wife jealous of Roxy? How much time you spend with her? Changing her oil and whatnot? You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Well, we have a Roxy, by the way, guys. A male version.
You have a male version.
I can't imagine.
So when you're spending time with Roxy, she's spending time with Roxy?
I'm just joking with you,
you
guys.
You are robot swingers.
Yeah, no.
That's robot sex comedy.
The reality is, you know, I work a lot, she works a lot, and she understands, so it's all good.
We're talking to Douglas Hines, creator of Roxy, the sex robot, the first actual robot that you can have sex with. You can go to truecompanion.com is the website where you can purchase Roxy. And what's Roxy run you if I want to pick one up, Douglas?
Well, the retail price we price consistent with high-end dolls. They range from $6,000 to $7,000 around there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we said, well, we'll come in a little lower. So the list price is $7,000, but we have a discount again on the website. So, you know, it's not that full price. And so that way, you know, it's kind of competitive and has so many other features, obviously.
Right.
Years from now, I can imagine used robot lots where you go in formerly owned Roxy's and say, I don't know if I want a formerly owned Roxy or not.
Do you have a trade-in program down the road?
You know what? There's really no need to trade her in or him in, because what we're doing is when we do update her and him, what we do is we update the software on the robot. So mm-hmm. it's like get the latest and greatest. It's a good idea.
Software for your hardware.
You should make her hotter.
Oh, yeah. So we get your own face. We'll design you a special face, Kevin.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And, you know, we have other faces, so it's all good. We've, you know, you could have different body sizes and all that. So, you know, people could talk to us in confidence, whatever they like. And you would be amazed what people ask for. Incredible.
I wouldn't be at all. We're a nation full of perverts, Douglas, I'm telling you.
That's true. All right, truecompanion.com. That's the place to go for artificial true companion.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Douglas.
All right.
You're doing good work.
I appreciate it, guys. Listen, have a great day.
Thanks, Doug.
Make her hotter.
Great.
Stop right. it, would you, with the hotter?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Jude Law. He is obviously campaigning for Father of the Year. He has just worked out the agreement with his baby mama, Samantha Burke. This was the model slash actress who he had sex with in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that union resulted in a child. Sophia Lee.
Should be some way you could keep that from happening.
Yep.
You know?
Until they create some sort of way to control birth, Kevin.
Man.
Yep. We will never have any other results than this.
That's crazy.
He was down in Florida meeting the child for the first time. Child is 5 months old. This is his first visit. And apparently, they struck a deal where he will pay $5,000 a month to mother and daughter, and is guaranteed that he will see his daughter twice a year.
Wow. That much?
That was great.
Lucky child.
So, biannual visits and regular child care payments.
Why is he going so overboard?
I don't know. He's gonna smother this kid. If he keeps up with all this attention and love, he's really going to give the kid a sense of entitlement.
Let's be honest. This is the last time he's seeing this kid.
Yeah. No, it's part of the deal. He's got to see the kid twice.
Right.
So,
do pictures count?
He is going to be Father of the Year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And this is an interesting story. Did you guys see Couples Retreat, the movie with Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman, Jon Favreau?
I didn't. It looked good. It looked funny.
I enjoyed it. It was funny.
Yeah, that's what you expect, right?
There's a scene in the movie where Jon Favreau's character is not getting along well with his wife. Is resulting to self-gratification versus having sex with his wife.
Right.
And so he picks up a magazine and starts to take care of business to a photo of a lovely model in this magazine.
Yes.
It's a comedy scene where he's walked in on by the room service dude while he's sort of taking care of business. You know?
Yeah.
Well, the girl who's in the picture is now suing Universal.
Oh, come on.
She's an ex-model named Irina Krupnik. She was a model about 10 years ago when that photo was taken. The picture is about 10 years old, the one that was used in the movie. And okay. although she did sign a general release at the time of the photo shoot, she was 21 years old, she's now seeking $10 million in damages for her great humiliation, embarrassment, emotional distress, shame, mortification, and injury to her reputation and career by being the focus of masturbatory fantasies of Jon Favreau's character in that movie.
But we've never heard of her before.
You damaged her reputation and career, Lisa.
There is that. We've never heard of her before.
She doesn't model anymore?
No. She says the scene would be a crime if Mr. Favreau attempted it on a New York City subway. Well, it would, but he didn't do it on a subway. He didn't whip out your picture and start spanking it in a subway. He was in a movie, and he played a character who was using your photograph to that end.
She knows that people in movies aren't killed, too, right?
if you shot a guy in a subway, that'd be a crime.
It would be illegal.
Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, shoots one in the movies, and it's okay. I don't get that. Listen, Irina, I know you're from the Soviet Union, where, you know, things don't make a lot of sense over there, but that's not the way it works here in America, sweetie.
Right.
So shut up and go away.
I don't
or
creep.
Put them on the glass.
I don't want to creep everyone out, but anyone over a 4 on the scale of hotness has been used for that purpose.
Yeah.
Back to you.
And sometimes a 3. So you're not unique there, sweetheart. And whatever club you're dancing in, tell them to give me another shift, because you're not going to make $10 million from Universal. That's all I'm saying. Ah, women. Seriously, what's wrong with them?
Just her, really.
No, but really. Women.
No, but her.
But seriously.
I know.
Women. Kate Gosselin, speaking of women, not making any pals over there on Dancing with the Stars.
What a surprise.
She is not Miss Congeniality. Everyone hates her.
She's
according to
so
the New York
hateable.
Post. Everyone hates her.
Oh.
She is cranky. She is setting herself apart from the rest of the cast. Wants to be treated specially. Her behavior is being described as icy by the other contestants. Just making people miserable. So, maybe she'll be leaving soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
And along the same line, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, you know The Bachelor, he's on there.
He's on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake, he was added to the cast. ABC, I guess, saw a good thing in him and wanted to keep it going, so they put him over there. But the girl, Vienna, that he picked at the end of The Bachelor, is now upset, apparently, is jealous because his dancing partner is a smoking hot 20-year-old.
Well, people do tend to fall for the people they dance with.
Well, here's the thing, Vienna. You have to wait. Who would go on a television show to find true love and end up... Wait a minute!
Yeah.
You have every right to be scared! So now she's spending a lot of time on the set because she's concerned that Jake and the 20-year-old smoking hot dancer are going to start canoodling.
Are we at the place where we really, honestly, are starting to believe that people are looking for true love on TV? Come on now.
Kevin, they are.
Come on.
That's where
now.
True love. That's the only place true love can be found.
Yeah.
Come in my opinion. They just had a big bachelor marriage, just a big wedding the other week on television.
Great. They're probably already living in different houses.
2020 special last night, by the way, on ABC, which was Inside the Bachelor. Yeah, and they pulled back the curtain, and some people have met couples, have stayed together.
Is that right?
And then some people are just, were just miserable every step of the way.
Even they were faking it, they were acting like they're.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell's brother,
yeah,
who was one of the bachelors, was drunk the entire time. He was a bachelor.
Really?
Had to get into rehab and go join AA after he left. No one knew at the time, but he was loaded the entire time he was doing.
Wow.
Great stuff.
You have to be.
Today's celebrity birthday is Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He wears the funny hats on that show. He is 41 years old. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood is 43. Flavor Flav.
Flav!
From Public Enemy is 51. Victor Garber turns 61, as does Eric Estrada from Chips. And comedian and filmmaker Jerry Lewis is 84 years old today. They are dancing in the streets of France today.
Yes,
Jerry
they are.
Jerry Lewis's birthday.
They love
they
him.
They worship
him.
Love Jerry Lewis.
So we're here. We don't know anything about him.
We love him, too. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do a live show for St. Patrick's Day. We've named it, we believe accurately, Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon St. Patrick's Day Party.
That sounds about right.
Location is downtown Los Angeles. If you're in the L.A. area, you can come to Casey's Irish Pub, 613 South Grand. There will be parking in the area. You'll see the signs that say K-Rock, and you can pull in there, and they'll give you a little ticket that'll get you some type of green alcohol.
Half
a pint?
Green beer.
Correct. So we're going to be there at about 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to do the entire show there. There will be a little bit of drinking, I'm guessing. Not by us, because we're professional broadcasters.
Sure.
We would never do that. But there might be some drinking by some listeners. We are also saying that perhaps you should call in sick for the day. I know a lot of you mean well, and you think, I'm going to stop by, have a little party.
Sure.
Have a beer.
Just for an hour.
Right, and then I'm going to head on into work. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, 5 hours later, you're still there and out of a job.
It just doesn't work that way. It's really, people are like, I got to go. And really, just call in sick. Just really just make it a plan, because that's the way to do it. The other thing that I would like to warn you about is there are, at times, police checkpoints at times around our events.
Yes. There is public transportation.
Correct.
Just quite handy.
Perhaps take
getting
a bus.
Into downtown.
Perhaps take a train.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps
not
don't,
a bad idea.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying. But tomorrow is a live St. Patrick's Day party. I don't know if you remember the leprechaun in the tree from Mobile, Alabama. Do you remember that?
Oh, who could forget the leprechaun?
The best news report ever where a bunch of people saw leprechauns in a tree and they couldn't figure out what it was. But oddly enough, when you shine a light on it, it goes away.
Yeah, that's weird.
So who could explain that? Here's that report.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Right. Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
All right, now, not to be a wet blanket.
Oh, don't rain on my leprechaun.
If it shows up at night, and then when you shine a light on it, it disappears.
They're shy, Kevin.
Maybe it's not there.
They are shy.
I'm just saying.
This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like.
I have that t-shirt. I have that on a t-shirt. I'm trying so hard to find it. It is a really poor drawing of a leprechaun. Looks like it was some drunk dude sketched it out.
Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
Now, this woman is my favorite. This woman is driving, and this is her theory, is that a crackhead done got a hold of some bad crack.
All right.
That's her theory.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
What kind of leprechaun flute are they passing down for thousands of years?
I don't think thousands. His grandfather's thousands and thousands of years old.
I don't think he's even Irish.
That guy, he's not. That guy's he's a black guy, and he's out in the street, and he's directing traffic, and he's helping everyone. It's really the best. We'll put that up at KevinandBean.com. But join us tomorrow for a live show. It's Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon. St. Patrick's Day Party. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for a final look at the showbiz for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Mel Gibson's thinking about retiring. He's got a big Viking drama in the works. He likes to direct massive epic films.
Yeah.
He did, of course, Passion of the Christ, famously. It was a huge hit for him. And then he did Apocalyptico, about the Mayan civilization. And now he's taking on the Norse warrior race of the Vikings.
It does seem like he's running out of material in that direction.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
As a Viking?
He's in talks.
Please.
Might have to hit the weight room a little bit.
A lot.
He says once this film is over, though, it may be time for him to pack it in when it comes to directing. I think it'll be the last film I direct. It's the thing I've been going toward in a way since I was young, and I think when it's done, I may be finished. This is an idea for a movie he had when he was a teenager, he said. He's finally getting around to directing it. Of course, he leaves the door open still for acting and for being surly with reporters. He's not giving up on that. He's got that going for him.
Those are continuing interests.
Yes. Corey Haim's mother, Judy, said over the weekend that the city of Toronto would be picking up the bill for Corey's funeral today. However, a spokesperson for the city said that not only had Toronto never received an application for assistance, apparently they do have a standing policy of helping Torontoans who are in need with basic funding for their funerals. But the spokesperson said the city would have no involvement in today's planned funeral. Corey Feldman, meanwhile, said he won't be attending the service. He's going to stay here in Los Angeles planning the upcoming memorial for his buddy Corey.
I guarantee you he'll sing at that.
And as I mentioned earlier today, it will be held at Staples. Not Staples Center, just the Staples store in Whittier. In the same aisle as the paperclips and the Staples. Check that out. Lindsay Lohan in the news. She's moved to London. Some major changes since she moved there. Major transformation. The natural redhead has dark, dark brown hair.
Oh, big changes.
And what looks to be some serious additional collagen in her lips. And as we looked at the photos yesterday, producer Alex and I mentioned she looks pretty much like Boy George now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, looking rough.
That's you want to look like,
that
is
not a goal.
I don't think you go to the doctor and go, make me Boy George.
I mean, the good Boy George, like in the 80s. Like the sexy Boy George. The one you wanted to do. I mean, right? Didn't we all want to do Boy George?
No.
Oh, maybe I spoke out of turn.
Said that out loud.
Yeah. And Kate Winslet and Sam Mendes are calling it quits. This is sad news.
It is.
Kate Winslet, one of my favorite actresses. Sam Mendes, very talented director. They've been together for 7 years, and both of their representatives are saying the split is entirely amicable.
It's great.
Well, that's when you get divorced, is when you really like each other and everything's amicable. That's why you get divorced.
You should. Everything would go smoother that way, rather than waiting until you hate each other.
A couple has a 6-year-old son named Joe and a 9-year-old daughter named Mia, and apparently they are committed to a future of joint parenting, they say. Anyone believe it?
I'm sure they'll be good parents.
Yeah, when it comes to parenting, I would guess so, yeah.
They seem like
not
that.
Jude Law, but I mean these two, yeah.
The Peeping Tom, who shot the video of ESPN reporter Erin Andrews, who is currently Dancing with the Stars, by the way, shot her in her hotel room, curling her hair in the nude, as well as doing other activities in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
Who curls the hair in the nude, by the way? What if you drop that curling iron?
It's dangerous.
Good point.
You will burn your nipple right off.
That does not seem good.
No, it does not. The dude who shot the video was sentenced to 27 months in jail.
Isn't it possible he was just trying to teach her that valuable lesson?
It was an instructional video.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what his defense tried to say, but the judge wouldn't have it. The judge asked for a more hefty sentence for Michael David Barrett, which is his name, who pled guilty of stalking her in at least 3 cities.
Oh.
He apologized to her in court, but she called him a sexual predator and a sexual deviant and asked for a stiffer sentence. He said, I got your stiffer right here, Barry.
Yeah.
That didn't happen at all.
No, it did not. I'm living public humiliation, she said. It's my body that's on the internet. He stalked me. He terrorized me. This will never be over for me. The judge said, oh, give it a rest. No, he didn't. I said that.
I wish he ran the world.
The judge said he'd given Barrett the maximum sentence and is making him pay $7,366 in restitution. I don't know what that payment is for. Maybe buy her some clothes she can wear while she's curling her hair.
That'd be nice.
I'd rather she not change that.
Yeah, Erin is devastated. She really is living in public humiliation. She's terrorized. She's paralyzed by it, and she's dancing with the stars! Stop it. Yeah, she's obviously really just devastated. So much so she's got to go put on a skimpy outfit and do the tango in front of millions of people.
Everyone deals with their sorrow in different ways,
Ralph.
That's
true. People have a different way of mourning. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Here's what you can pick up. Breaking Bad. Did you miss the second season of Breaking Bad?
I did miss part of it, actually. Yeah.
Well, get it on DVD.
Oh, that's a great show.
It's available today. Season 8 of Monk, in case you missed the 8th season of Monk.
Seen enough of that.
You can check that out today.
It's a lot like the 7th, I heard.
The 13th season of South Park.
I know.
13 seasons.
That one just keeps getting better.
It's available also in a box set. New movie DVDs, The Princess and the Frog, popular Disney film, available today. Did you hear about the Morgans? Sarah Jessica Parker and Hugh Grant.
I heard it sucked.
That's what I heard about the Morgans. Ninja Assassin. Hey! Hey!
What is that? Is that kid that was supposed to... Do you remember what that storyline was with the ninja?
He was raised to be a ninja, but then he fell in love, and they threatened his girlfriend, so he took on the other ninjas.
And went crazy on their asses.
Crazy, yes. All right. The animated film Astro Boy is available today. And what else we got? That's about it, I guess. Mm.
So not much.
I was looking for something else. I don't recognize any of these titles. Let's see. New Flobots CD in stores today. Survival Story.
Okay.
Under Great White Northern Lights, new White Stripes CD is available. And Habits by Neon Tree is also available. Check that out today. Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Lewis, the comedian and filmmaker, is 84 years old today.
Oui, oui, Jerry Lewis. He is such a genius.
If Jerry Lewis called the president of France, you think he would pick up the phone?
Probably.
You think?
He probably would.
Nah.
I think so.
Eric Estrada is 61 years old today. Actor Victor Garber also turned 61. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
The Public Enemy is 51. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood is 43. And Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He is the guy who wears the funny, funny baseball caps. He is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Can we vote now that the day is over on whether Beer Mug pulled off the Flavor Flav?
I think in the beginning.
I think so, too.
But
then it got worse.
What?
He had a little less.
He did. All of a sudden
and
now.
And this last one was really.
Your heart wasn't in it. I appreciate your work,
Mark.
Your heart wasn't in it.
I appreciate your work. I think you did a fine job.
If you're going to shout Flavor Flav, you got to bring it.
I was just trying
to get in and out for Ralph.
Yeah. That's right. He was staying in the background. He was.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. It's going to be live.
Yes.
From a pub.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day.
Don't you know it's St. Patrick's Day. Here we go, Friday. Look at me, I'm a leprechaun.
We are calling it Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon, St. Patrick's Day party. We decided just to name it what it is, finally.
Kevin might do the vomit by 10 a.m. St. Patrick's
Day.
He's
really working on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start tonight.
Oh, good man.
I'm going to try and get a head start. It's going to be at Casey's Irish Pub in Los Angeles, downtown, 613 South Grand Avenue. There is parking. Look for the signs that say K-Rock, and you will get a little ticket that will get you some green beer when you get inside.
Okay.
So that is tomorrow morning from 5 to 10 on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is next. She has 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Enjoy.